Roy Tosh with Young Forever on Life FM. You're here with Kelly Kay, naturopath for Wellness Wednesdays, and Maz as well. Kelly, welcome back.
Thanks.
I am so keen because we are tonight dispelling some of the common myths around nutrition. We've spoken about how eggs don't actually raise your cholesterol, which is great. I'm very keen about that. So that's a myth that's been dispelled. We've also spoken about how sugar-free products usually are unhealthy for us. They're not actually very healthy at all. And also the fat-free or reduced fat sort of dairy products and things like that are usually filled with other things like salt or sugar that are not good for our health. So it's better to go full fat. So they're the three myths we've already dispelled. You've got another one.
I do. I mean, I have many. But yeah, we'll start with one.
We can do an entire show on dispelling nutrition myths. I would love that.
Yes, we probably could.
Yeah.
All right. So another one would be that dairy is your only and best source of calcium.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. So we kind of have had it drummed into us that we need our three serves of dairy a day or whatever it was. So there's actually, yes, dairy is very high in calcium, but it's also extremely hard to absorb. And we can get get calcium from lots of other different sources. So, you know, things like all your brassica vegetables, your broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Bok choy, tofu, some of your seeds and legumes. And sardines are actually the number one best source of calcium.
Really?
Yes.
How random.
Because they've got the little bones in there.
Oh.
So the most bioavailable, which means the easiest to absorb.
Yeah.
So you're going to get the most bang for your buck.
Yep.
Is having some sardines.
Wow.
Or the salmon that still has the, you know, the tins of salmon. They've still got the little bones in them.
So those bones are safe to eat. I don't know if that's a naive question, but. You know, like, you can actually eat the bones.
You should eat the bones. Yes, I encourage you to eat the bones. Yes. Yeah.
Kind of related to that, eggshells. Can you eat eggshell? Or is that a little bit weird? Because I think that contains nutrient too, but I don't think it digests very well.
Yeah, it's very high in calcium, but no, I don't think humans can
maybe
eat.
Don't eat.
I know my dad, crushes the eggshells for his chickens.
Yeah.
I don't
maybe
think
not for human for consumption.
Human consumption, no. And also because the shell itself, you know, contamination, I don't know.
Just eat the egg.
Yeah.
Just eat the egg. Okay, do you have another myth?
Sure.
Okay, well, let's do one more and then we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and continue our Wellness Wednesday chat. But one more myth for now.
Okay. One more myth is that if a cereal is a healthy breakfast option.
Oh, so cereal is not necessarily the healthy breakfast option out there.
No. And I take exception to perhaps rolled oats. Like if you're using rolled oats and you're cooking them as a porridge or you're making overnight oats, then yes, great. But commercial cereals that you buy from the supermarket, 95% of the time, not really that healthy.
Oh.
Quite high in sugars or other added sweeteners, usually refined grains, usually not enough protein as well. So for most people and most, you know, commercial cereals, I would say there's much better options in terms of starting your day with something good.
Is it better to go for something sort of like a savoury or like bacon and eggs?
I'm a big fan of the savoury breakfast.
Me too.
Because it sets you up a bit better for the day.
Yeah.
Anything that has a decent amount of protein and fibre in it, even a little bit of fat in it, will help set you up better for the rest of the day.
Okay.
In terms of energy and in terms of just nutrition in general and keeping you fuller for longer as well.
That leads me to a question. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been told our entire lives, that's what I'm saying. I've been here for 30 years, but I've always been told by the media and parents and everyone that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
Is skipping breakfast okay or not really?
Okay.
Taking out the part about me being a diabetic as well.
We won't talk
about that.
Absolutely. For you, no.
Yeah.
So There is some controversy around this because there's been a lot of interest in the whole intermittent fasting thing,
right,
and,
yep,
you know, people skipping or delaying breakfast. And it looks like for some people that that might be a beneficial thing.
Mm.
However, it's really important for people to know that the vast majority of those studies that show positive results are done on men.
Okay.
And yep, often healthy men, or, you know, men who are in a certain age. So it doesn't really tell us a lot about half of the population,
right,
who are,
yep,
who are female.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it doesn't really say about individual dynamics. So
yep,
for people who are, you know, have a lot of stress in their life, for women with hormonal issues, with anyone with a thyroid condition, and probably just in general, women in general, I prefer that people have a decent breakfast.
Okay.
I think they seem to do better on,
yep,
that, because we know that fasting is a stress on the body.
Mm.
And women's threshold for that stress to kick in is a little bit lower than men's when it comes to not eating.
Right.
So not eating is a stress,
yep,
on the body. Yeah.
So being hangry is a real thing.
Being hangry is a real thing. And that could also
particularly
be
for women.
Yeah, women, and also people with the blood sugar irregularities.
Yeah, yeah.
Or people who have insulin resistance, you know, which is that sort of pre-diabetic, but it,
yep,
can be even the pre-diabetes.
Right, yeah.
So that takes quite a while to develop. So
yep,
people can become... start to show some signs,
yep,
of insulin resistance long before they're showing pre-diabetic or diabetic tendencies, yep, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Mm. Okay, we have...
Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, it did. It did. Breakfast is the
I'm
most important meal
of
the day.
But, you know, everyone's an individual.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
yeah,
I've been
in
told...
general.
Yeah, and of course, as we said, most, like, all of what we're saying is general. We're not giving out specific medical advice,
no,
to any,
right,
particular person, but I've been sort of told by certain people that, yeah, it's okay for me not to have breakfast. It's like, oh, it's up to you. If you don't want to, you're on an insulin pump, your blood sugar will still be fine.
Yeah.
And then I today was talking to a nurse before I saw my GP, and she was like, what, you don't have breakfast? That's terrible. So
yeah,
I think that there's, you know, yeah,
there's some conflicting information, mm, and it really comes down to the individual.
Into the individual.
Individual, their, yeah, makeup, their any medical conditions, medications even.
Yeah.
Stress levels.
Yeah.
Stage of life. All of those things matter when it comes to making a decision about your nutrition. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have dispelled some myths, and I have loved it because most of them, I think, are great, but the fact that we've dispelled them. But we are going to be chatting about what you eat in a day, Kelly. We're going to,
yeah,
do that straight after this one from Jane Neab. It's In My Own Lane on Life FM.